Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, all right. Kyle Quinn.
Turn my mic on.
That hair's about to be not up anymore, down or off or something. Buzz cut coming for Kyle here in just a few minutes, live on the air, in solidarity with his guy, Nick Sirianni. Eagles 3-0, Hugh, in the buzzed head Sirianni era, trying to go 4-0 this weekend against the Jaguars. I think this is a trap game. Hugh and a lot of people today disagree. And, of course, Doug Sirianni, who would you rather have? 215-592-9494. We got to play something for you from Chris Long. Let's hear this. Chris has given us a lot to react to recently. Chris Long on his podcast. Let's hear what he said.
This is my pie's on. my sweet pie's on. The MVP of the Eagles, the MVP of the Birds with the Italian patch on his – man, he looks good, bro.
He wears a headset?
Dom looks like,
yeah.
So this is the point. It's Dom in a headset. What? He's had the headset on the last couple weeks, and I got to tell you
– I told you that.
They look better.
Didn't I say that last year?
Yeah, you said when they left, they're going to lose a bunch of games. And honestly, I'm starting to wonder if Dom is the blue guy.
On.
He's got the Cartier
he was,
on.
When Jalen came over to swap shoes, Dom was right there. He had the headset. He was like just making sure.
He was probably
trying
to figure out what was going on.
He was like, hey, shoes? What?
This is a Bevel Conway if I've ever seen one. This is iconic. This is one of my favorite pictures of all time. I'm going to get one blown up like this big, and Dom's going to sign it.
Yes.
Coach Dom, has a security guy ever wore a headset? Have you ever seen that?
No, but the more you can do.
The more you can do.
Yeah. All right, now, hold on. Let's just take a step back here. So we are giving Sirianni the last few weeks the credit, right? He buzzed his head.
Yeah.
And then they started winning. But Chris Long may have uncovered something that we let slip through the cracks here.
What's that?
Was the turnaround because of the shaved head Sirianni or because they put a headset on Big Dom? Well, I'm just saying, they've alluded to the idea that they started winning since Big Dom put the headset on.
Big Dom been wearing a headset for a while.
I didn't notice it early.
He told me about it. I was trying to remember.
Why does he wear
I want to say it was during training camp that he told me. Because I've talked to Big Dom so many times, I can't remember what he exactly told me. But he's been wearing a headset for a while.
All right, we're going to need someone. This is homework for all of us this weekend. But if you guys could help us out there, we need to find still shots, like sideline photos of Dom for each game this year and figure out when headset Dom became a thing.
Don't worry. Big Dom finds the camera wherever it is.
It shouldn't be hard then. So we need to find photos of Big Dom each game this week.
A shot.
Yeah,
a little bit of a shot.
We need to find. I need to know when Big Dom started wearing the headset on the sideline during games. I also need to know why Big Dom is wearing
a
headset.
He's a coach. He's a designated coach. He told, you know, it's funny, and I apologize because he told me this. And I think I said this in the meeting one time. I think it just went on deaf, fell on deaf ears because a lot of times when I'm talking, y'all just.
Well, because you're talking about alligators and actresses. I get it.
Because it's a lot of times when we're doing the show prep, I might talk about something that ain't got nothing to do with nothing
we're
talking about.
Trying to put together the parlay, and you're like,
I know, and
this person
it's
is
more
this
often
person
than
now?
Not.
Yeah.
No, and honest. I know, and that's why I'm not mad about it, because I know it's a lot of times I'll say things, they'll be like, dude, we're doing a show, and I'm talking about something else. So I get that. But he told me this a while ago. He's a coach. I forgot what his actual designation was. But he's had it on since the beginning of the season.
Office?
This is a joke.
No,
quite
like a coach over everything. He told me what it was, and I forgot.
Game day operations coach?
Something like that.
The headset feels like a lot.
No, but that's so that, you know, last year got in trouble and he got fined for being on the sideline, so they had to change his designation.
Oh, he was more than on the sideline. He was fighting with a player on the Niners.
It was after the bye, but he was saying something about having to wear the headset.
I'm gonna make it maybe with a dumb analogy, but it just popped into my head. Okay.
Rasputin?
Well, there's that. So, all right, we work in this building here, right? Off Market Street.
Yes.
And we have us, and we have different people that are part of the team. It's almost like a coaching staff for a team, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it like that. Downstairs, when we walk in, there's a security guard.
Yeah.
Do they get a headset like Kyle gets a headset?
They help me prepare the show in the morning.
No,
but
they
watch the whole building, though.
What?
They watch on our side.
I understand.
Guys are going to be like, what do you mean? I mean, they do. They watch the building. They have, like, the security cameras and all of the stuff.
I just want to know if I need to give Big Dom some of the credit Sirianni's getting. Do I take some of the pie away from Sirianni last 3 weeks and give it to Big Dom? I'm just
Big
trying
Dom
to...
is very, very influential, man. He is. I don't, like, in ways that I cannot even quantify.
Okay. I don't doubt that. I'm just, the headset feels like a lot. That's just the
That's so that the designation allows him to be on the field. So something like what happened last year would never happen again.
Do I bring back the music for Big Dom? No.
But what is that for?
This was Tommy DeVito's music last year.
It was.
The Italian, the Paisan sensation.
I tell you what, though, man. All I got to say is... Big Dom is very influential. Let's fly. I mean, he knows everybody.
That's Coach Dom to you.
No, well, Coach Dom.
Joe is a fellow Paisan.
I am.
I wonder if I got his card. I'm going to have to text him and ask him if I start calling him Coach Dom.
You should, well, if he's wearing a headset, you better. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Andy in Westchester as Kyle gets set to get his haircut here. What's up, Andy?
Plant-based Juan.
I like that. Is a good. We need to find out how to say plant-based in Spanish. That would make it even better.
I can work on that.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean, I don't see the reason in going backwards for Doug. I think Nick Sirianni's a good coach. You know, Doug, like Kyle was saying, at the end he wasn't doing great. He hasn't been doing very well since he's gotten to Jacksonville. So, yeah, what's the point in switching up when all Nick does is win?
I think it's De Plantas. I'm looking it up, Andy. I don't mean to not respond to what you said, but you got me thinking. De Plantas Juan, I think it might be how
De Plantas.
It is. Andy, I get it. You're right. Like, they've moved on. It's years back. It's just hard for me not to think about it, you know, with Doug on the other sideline this weekend, just kind of a hypothetical.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I almost don't want to – I don't think it's a trap game, first of all. I think they're going to spank them. But I almost hate to see it because I got people are talking about this could be the end for him. I'd hate to be, you know, the reason that Doug lost his job because I still love him.
Andy, I thought the same thing.
He got a nice little parachute.
But it would feel almost like I'd feel bad if they fired him Monday, Andy. If the Eagles beat him up Sunday and he gets the key, he's probably getting fired after the season anyway. I get that. But if he got fired Monday, I'd kind of feel bad.
Still got to pay.
Exactly. But and also, Kyle, welcome to the club.
He's about to be the Baldy Locks.
Yeah, you're going to feel air on your head for the first time in a long time. It feels weird.
I often get my hair cut short. I mean, this is not like a totally uncharted territory for me.
It's not a huge thing for Andy. Good phone call, but...
Hate to burst everybody's bubble.
I know, but your hair got a little long lately.
Oh, it did. Yeah. But I sort of did that on purpose, and, you know, I didn't want to get a haircut and then be like, all right, I'm going to shave my hair. Like...
In that voice right there, yeah.
What sounds better, De Plantas Juan or Juan De Plantas? Because that's plant-based Juan.
Juan De Plantas.
Juan De Plantas.
I like Juan De Plantas.
That's me. As long as the Philly sign
Juan of the plants.
By the way, do you see the report last night? Hugh, $700 million is the target number for Juan Soto. Remember how we talked about how it's going to...
But I knew that.
But we thought, originally people said it's going to start at 5 and get to 7. Mm-hmm. The story is coming out now.
He wants 7.
We're going to start the conversation at
so
7.
So he'd probably be close to a bill. Mm-hmm. He's going to be right there. Because we were talking about that the other day. Because what did Shohei got 720?
I think Shohei got 700.
700 at the
it was a deferred, right? So that the present day value, it's not quite as high, but he's eventually gonna get 700.
Whoever gets him better get ready to break some bread.
Yeah, and hopefully it's the Phillies. Let's grab Black Gritty, who's up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
Juan de la Planta.
See, it's got a ring to it.
I said Juan de la Planta. you're not getting him. And first of all, he's not worth $700 million. Shohei pitches. I know he didn't pitch this year, but he got all that money because you're going to hit another pitcher. What is Juan doing? Juan ain't out there pitching. You want to start at 7? Shut that thing down. It's out of control.
Juan's 26 years old. We got to pay him for like 15 years.
Juan de la Planta. So let me tell you something. Your hypothetical question about Doug, I take Doug back every day, all day, because Doug did give me a Super Bowl. And Doug in the second half, when Nick was out there punting the ball, Nick wouldn't have punted it. Nick would have went for that thing and had conviction, okay? Nick wouldn't have made that mistake in the second half, okay? So shout out to the dude that got me the Super Bowl. I love Andy Reid. I'm always going to love Andy Reid. You know what I mean? I love Buddy Ryan. There's a whole lot of coaches I love that came to Philadelphia and did a lot for me. But only one has given me a Super Bowl. So I'm taking that one. And I don't like Nick. And I, you know, it just is what it is. And if Nick wins me a Super Bowl, I just won't talk bad about it no more. I'm not going to lie and turn around and act like I love the dude. But I'll just shut up and never say his name again and eat my humble pie. I can tell he's still involved with the offense because we haven't scored in the first quarter. I'm sure he's in there all week playing the first 15, and that's why it comes out looking like garbage. So it's not shocking to me when Shady says he's involved with the offense. I'm sure that's what he has involved in. And after that first run, they're like, you know what? We need to do something else. Let's just scrap what Nick's talking about and go do what you do and get these Georgia W's. It's not a trap game, Joe. It's not a trap game. They're going to go out there and whoop their butt. Shady's in the building. There's going to be a lot of juice in that field. And the Jaguars are just trash. You know what I mean? They're not a good team.
They're not. They're not.
So it is what it is. And Doug's not going to get fired on Monday either because he should have been fired. They're going to fire him. They're going to ride the wheels off. You know what I mean? He got his parachute money, like you said. And Hugh, I heard I hung up yesterday. Your brother said he's in. He's about to die.
Yeah, he's in. He said he'll drive.
He's driving. We got so many drivers. We're so ready for this.
We are so ready for this. It's Friday, so it's go Friday.
Love you, Black Gritty. Enjoy the game on Sunday. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we pay off bets here on the show. At least most of us do. Some two-thirds of us do. You haven't paid off your bet for the Philly season.
Wait a minute,
what
are you talking about?
Well, didn't you say you did?
I never said I wasn't going to eat the applesauce and the pork chop. We just got to figure out when we're going to do it. Well, I'm a man of integrity.
Yeah, but you also have to be a man of initiative. Kyle said he would buzz his hair, and look, we now have in the studio.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Amanda Randazzo, she came in to buzz Kyle's head today.
I don't look happy.
Well, he's going to get over
it. Good, yeah.
You okay? Yeah. You're just reflecting on how bald your head is about to be in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to look great. So this is probably not Amanda's normal clientele, but that's okay. Adore Beauty is where you can find her. If you or your wife is looking for perfect hair and makeup for your wedding, check out AdoreBeauty.com, AdoreBeauty.com. All right, Kyle, you ready for this? The hair's coming off.
I'm ready to go. Goodbye, hair.
All right, here we go. Live on the air, we're going to buzz Kyle Quinn's head here. This is true solidarity, Hugh, for the head coach. He is a clear Nick Sirianni guy, and now he's pulling a Sirianni on a Friday.
Clippers are loud too. Yeah. Ooh, those are some good clippers. That's some powerful cuts.
The last time I did something like this, I filled in for Mark as he got a tattoo of Nick Foles on his back. He was not happy.
Hold up.
Oh, across his whole back.
You got a grown ass man put another man on his back. That's a violation.
That's one way to say it. Yeah,
that is a violation.
Yeah.
He got a tattoo of another grown man on his back.
Yeah. Now, the good thing about this is Kyle's hair will grow back. The tattoo is forever, and it's there. I think it looks fine.
I don't know. It looks like the hairline might be receding a little bit, Kyle. You might be joining us.
It's been like that for a while.
He's about to join us anyway. Come on home, Kyle. You holding on long enough. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. You know what the worst part about getting your hair cut like this? It's like the hair that grows long, you can get to see where your hairline starts. Oh yeah, dog, you about to. It's gonna be the Three Amigos.
It's like the All-22. You see
years.
Everything.
Yeah, I didn't expect my hairline to be under assault today.
I'm just saying, you all right? I'm just saying, man. Just embrace it, dog.
Come on, eventually, man. Yeah,
you got a little bit of time, though. You got time, but you don't get it twisted. Now, what you like? 20 what?
29.
Oh, yeah, you got about 2 more years.
Dude, maybe not. Maybe not even.
Yeah, you probably
well,
got two
actually,
more years, man.
I think Amanda could tell you, is he getting bald? Is he balding?
He said he has a nice amount of hair.
How many years he has? How many years he got left?
I think a little more than two.
A little more than two.
She didn't say three. She didn't say five.
We're
talking about this like it's a terminal illness. Doc, how many years he got left?
No, I mean, it's cool, man. You probably need to wear it short for a while because you probably need to.
Okay. She thinks I'm in good shape.
Dude. I do.
You think
she's the expert. She is the expert.
See, Hugh's the one wearing a towel on his head.
No.
That's true.
Hey, listen.
If you're going to come on home, you got to let everybody say
I got to say something. Since we talk about all these hairline stuff, my man Moshe over there look at him.
No.
He over there looking like, damn, he grabbing his hair like, damn, they about to talk about me next. I wasn't going to say nothing, Moshe, But why she got the Clippers out? You might well come on
Mo's
home,
just
dog.
Out. You're gonna throw a shot.
Mo might
that.
Well come
oh
on home.
Oh my gosh,
too.
You?
I'm just saying.
No, Mo's just doing a great job.
We are a family show. We are a family. I've been here for 2 years. Mo's know his hairline. I'm leaving. He know his hairline.
Well, now everyone that works here is like, oh no, what is Hugh gonna say about me next? We're a family.
There's a lot of folks around here got receding hairlines and. If you want me to, I'll take this time to, you know, let them know.
I think we should do that. But I will say the family part of it, you kind of want, like, your closest friends to
you
tell
you
that.
Yeah.
Hey,
listen.
I can't wear red. I have red hair. It just doesn't work for me.
I think the Sirianni is a good look on Kyle.
It doesn't look bad, though, Kyle. It doesn't look bad.
Mm-hmm. This is the buzz cut is now officially the Sirianni in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you just coined this. It's like the Rachel from Friends.
You go in, you say, give me the Sirianni.
Yeah. It's not a bad look, though. Kyle looks nice.
I'm going to drive home to Many Men.
Many Men.
Wish death upon me.
All right, let's grab a phone call while Kyle gets his haircut. Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're just getting a haircut in the studio. You know, normal stuff here. What's up, Tom? What are you thinking?
I'll tell you what. I'm getting ready to get my head shaved, too.
What you about to do? What for? In solidarity with Coach Sirianni?
Yeah, or for Kyle?
Yeah,
or are you coming home like the rest of us?
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Hey, we all can't have the same hair that we grew up with. Some of us got to let it go.
I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's a quote from another former coach. You are what your record says you are.
The old Bill Parcells.
That's the Bill Parcells, yes.
Okay. Now, what is Nick's record?
39-19.
Okay, is that not pretty impressive?
That is a good record. Yes, certainly. 20 games over .500 is a very nice record.
So why are we going to bang this guy? I mean, come on.
Well,
man.
No, he gets to stay the rest of the year unless Doug wants the job, and then we switch coaches on Sunday.
Oh my God!
You wouldn't take Doug back.
Listen, I love Doug
Me too.
For what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But hell no, I am not taking him back. This is a new era of football, and I think Nick has his thumb on the point of what the new era of football is.
Well, he does the last 3 weeks, certainly. This has been better the last 3 weeks. So you're a Nick guy.
Didn't Doug go further in the playoffs?
Doug won the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about last year.
Oh, no, they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, no, you're talking about the year before, my bad. I got
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hugh, don't get me started.
My bad.
Get him, Tom. Get him.
What, you about to jump on me, too? Yeah. I'm just saying, I would like to see Doug Peterson coach the team. I would like to see what he could do. That's all.
I just want to know what grown man plays a $2
leg. You know who does that, Tom? Me. And that's why I'm up right now. $30.
Hi, Roller Douglas.
Hey, listen, the only way you could lose that game is if it went to overtime and it went to a tie.
Oh, the one on Monday. Yeah, he had that locked up. Tom, we appreciate the phone call. And, Tom's a Nick guy, and that's good. We have some news to pass along here.
What we got?
Douglas. Well, Joel Embiid spoke today after practice.
What'd he say?
He's not playing tomorrow, in case you were.
Who didn't know that?
I thought you may have been holding your breath. I wanted to let you know that Joel Embiid's out for tomorrow's game.
You know what's funny? It's gotten to the point now because, Ava's in the studio with me. She said, hey, are you going to the game tomorrow? I'm like, probably not.
Sixers game?
Yeah. Because I knew what the outcome was. I knew he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I'll be more excited when Paul George gets healthy. Just let him get healthy.
He also is out for number, but that's no surprise. So I think the Kyle Quinn, the Sirianni is official. How do you feel?
It's cold up here.
Yeah. Well,
looks good.
To my world.
Looks good.
It's always cold. It does look good. Yeah, that's a good job. All right. So Kyle officially has the Sirianni haircut now. And we thank Amanda Randazzo. She came in to buzz Kyle's head today.
Thank you so much.
AdoreBeauty.com to find her shop to go and get your haircut. Kyle, would you recommend it?
Of course I would. Yeah, that was a phenomenally quick and nice and easy haircut.
Painless.
Felt good. Very painless. I got to say, though, they better win Sunday. Like, if they lose to the Jets, after this happened, I agree.
It's not good. Suck up for you. By the way, Kyle probably wouldn't be that clientele because it's for bridal hair and makeup for that day.
Oh, you mean people that's getting married? But you never know.
Maybe Kyle's getting married tonight. How do you know?
You know what? My bad.
Don't bring anything out.
All right. I'm out. See you later.
I think it's it worked out better than I thought. When this whole thing went down, I was like, this is going to be a mess.
Well, it's just a haircut.
No,
man.
I know. But I originally didn't know we would have someone, a professional, come in. I had a scary feeling we were doing this ourselves.
It feels like a lot for a little. I
could have
done
that.
She's probably way beyond.
I could cut hair. I cut my hair all the time.
Do you think he's letting you near his head?
No, I'm just saying. But if I had to, I'd cut his hair. I cut hair all the time. I cut my own hair.
Clippers, dude.
You cut your own hair. I cut my own hair.
I don't cut my beard though. I probably need to shave my beard up after a while.
Just wait till that defense.
That's right. All right. 215-592-9490.
I feel good. I'm gonna keep my beard.
Let's do that for now. TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
TR.
TR going once.
The moment was too big for him.
All right, TR. You know, Mad Mike, he'll be angry about something. What's up, Mad Mike? Yeah. This is a Mosh production.
Hey guys, how we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, can I say I'm so tired of Big Dom talking about Big Dom. He should have been fired last year for that antics, and now we got to suffer this Tony Soprano wannabe on the sideline wearing a stupid headset. Like, oh, are you keeping an eye on the coach? Like, can we get rid of this guy?
Well, we got some extra information here during the haircut. We found out
he's
that
a coach.
Dom's been wearing the headset since the bye, Mike. So, I mean, how did we reconcile 3-0 with Big Dom with a headset on?
They played bad teams. Can we reconcile it that way?
Okay.
They played garbage teams.
That's probably part of it, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hope they lose against the Jaguars just so I can stop hearing. And I hope Hurts throws 3 interceptions so I can stop hearing about how he's turned it around. Fraud.
He's playing never better, Mike. Playing better.
Definitely don't want that to happen.
So coddled in my entire life. Like, you can't say anything bad about him at all. Like, I'm tired of all. Like, fire the Tony Soprano and look for a new quarterback.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Yeah, we did get the information here. It was sent in to us, I mean, pretty immediately, as soon as we started talking about it. We got the info. Dom's worn the headset after the bye.
Yeah.
So who deserves more credit for the turnaround? Sirianni, Buzz Ted Sirianni, or Big Dom with the headset?
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of correlation between
total
Big Dom on that sideline and the success of the Eagles, man.
Are you saying I should try to go find a Big Dom Coach of the Year bet and make that?
All I'm saying is Big Dom is influential.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dom has his tentacles and his fingers in a little bit of everything, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we found out a lot today. We found out Sirianni's still part of the offense. We found out Big Dom's had the headset since the bye. We've come a long way since the show began today at 10 o'clock.
Dom's a living legend. That's all I know.
That feels like...
I'm just saying, Big Dom's a living legend. That's all I know. Big Dom gets stuff done.
Kyle, you know, for his haircut, I don't know if he had a sweatshirt or whatever on before, but then he went down to like an undershirt. You look like you're about to just sign up for the Army.
No.
With that haircut and that shirt. I mean, you're basic training starts out.
Sirianni Army.
Hey, listen, if I didn't know Kyle as well as I did, I would be a little nervous right about now.
Am I scaring you?
Ed Norton look to him. All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.